The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to just after 9 o'clock. A lot of stuff has developed in the past 24 hours here. Not just in the country, but right here in the K-Rock studios. It's the first morning ever that we are live on K-Rock and live on YouTube as well. People that are watching along, and some people say it's great because they can get out of their car after listening and go to their desk where they're supposed to be doing their job and instead have us on. So it's nice for you to join us. Thank you. You can go to K-Rock's YouTube page and find the show. Tomorrow morning, all will be revealed. That's right. We are less than 24 hours away from the big announcement. K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas. Who will the bands be? A lot of predictions popping up. Some of those predictions are accurate. Many not accurate, but we will give you the full lineup tomorrow at 7:30, and it's worth checking out.
By the way, 562 said they already had a thing where they shot out a magnetic GPS system, and it was in Fast and Furious. They're the ones who did it first.
Listen,
so really just the Culver City Police are copying Fast and Furious.
I believe
it. Better name now.
I absolutely believe that they're like some guys going in there that's like just finished watching Tokyo Drift, and he's like, guys, here's an idea. What do you think? And they're like, great.
Do it.
Get the funding.
562 said they already have a thing that they shoot out that wraps up the car around the rear wheels and tires and snatches the car.
Oh, it's cool.
It's called a grappler. Look it up.
Man, see, they got good stuff already there.
Why aren't they using it then?
I don't know why they can't fly a giant drone above the car
with
one of those like magnets like they have at the junkyard that pick up and just pick the car up. That'd be so cool.
And then see them trying to get out of that.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many fun ways we can come up with.
And she's naked with her shirt off and she's falling outside the window as it lifts her up into the sky.
Well, it's still one of my many dreams. If any of the local news stations would allow me at one point to go up in the chopper and call one of the high-speed chases. It would be an absolute...
I bet you we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Well,
aren't you friends with Stu Mandel, that dude?
No, I'm not friends with Stu Mandel.
I thought you
Mandel.
Were. No, I thought you were.
I was friendly with Rick Dickert.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think
give him a call.
I don't think he's doing that anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, plus it happens spur of the moment. Like, they go up in that helicopter immediately. You'd have to be nearby all the time to jump in.
There's got
to
be a day where it happens more often than it doesn't. I'm guessing like a Friday afternoon is probably like a good time.
And maybe they can patch you in live, though. You don't have to be in the chopper.
No, I got to be in the chopper.
Why don't you do it next Halloween? I feel like that whole week there was one every day.
Well, listen, anyone who's got a chopper that likes to report on these high-speed chases, I'd love to add some color commentary, please.
Or anyone willing to get into a police chase for Klein's sake.
That would also be great as well.
Wait, why don't we look up on YouTube like one, and then you could do like an audition, and we could get like Stu Mandel or somebody. You could audition for it.
To review
Stu
it.
Mandel ain't sharing the spotlight with me. He's got a good gig going. You hear that guy's reaction?
Whoever.
Whoa! Stu Mandel's got the great reactions. I would be doing a lot more speculating.
Oh, no!
That's right. See, he's the best. All right, this hour on the show, we got lots to get to, plus your Kings tickets, and it all starts with some 311 on your K-Rock.
Unbelievable.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Let's say hi to Dylan on the phone right now. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning, Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs. What's
Sweet
up?
Sweet Dibs.
I'm in jail in Minnesota. I've been here since June 19th of 2023.
You're
in jail right now?
You're calling us from jail in another state?
Yeah, I'm currently in custody. Like, we got radio stations on our iPods, and like, I don't know, I've been listening to you guys every day since they put the radio stations on here.
And why do they do that? So you guys will get bored and tired of the show and go to sleep and nap like good prisoners, or is it to try to get you all riled up? But what is the reason that they have given you radio stations to listen to?
I don't know. We're in our cells 18 hours a day, so I don't know, man. Like, I've been calling Reliance Telephone Service, and, man, bugging them, and they finally put that on there. And, yeah, man, like, I found your guys' station. I've been listening to it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you find us? Was it just a lucky happenstance, or did someone recommend K-Rock?
No, I was just flipping through the stations, and then one morning I found K-Rock on there, and I don't know,
So Allie and I keep you company in your jail cell for 4 hours every single day.
Absolutely.
And are you at a point now where you find Allie attractive? Like, is it at that level yet or no? Couldn't be.
I mean, hey, she sounds kind of hot. I mean, hey, yeah.
Cool. I'm kind of hot to a desperate prisoner. That's great.
This guy's probably having sex with a tube sock full of mayonnaise. And he said Allie is kind of hot. That's amazing.
Okay. And how long are you in for, sir?
Oh, well, I got trial on December 9th. The prosecutor's trying to send me to prison for 29 months.
Oof. Oh, wow.
Hey, let me ask you, inmate.
So we could have you as a listener for a lot longer.
Are there other inmates that you know are also listening to our show, or are you the only guy there? Because, I mean, if we could start developing a following at the prison system in Minnesota, that would be something.
I don't know. I just told my neighbor to tune in right now, so...
And then he shanked me in the eye with a toothbrush. And is he going to listen or no?
I think he is. I think he's listening right now.
Ask him.
Hey, Dave, are you listening?
F you.
Don't talk to me.
What did he say?
Is he on a payphone or a smuggled phone?
It sounds like an ass phone. Are you talking on an ass phone?
No, they got the jail. I was in my cell trying to call on my texter, and it wouldn't work, so I told them I was trying to call my lawyer, and they let me use the regular phone.
But aren't they? Hold on, we think we're
your lawyer.
That's hilarious.
But aren't they listening to this as well to know that you just lied to them and we're not your lawyer?
Probably, but hey, man, I had to do what I had to do.
I get that.
Ugh.
Man.
It's a good defense.
I want you to call us every day. You don't have a phone. You don't have a smuggled phone in there that goes from butt to butt?
No, we just got iPods in here.
Mm. Hey, is this your first stint at prison?
No, I've been to prison like 5 times.
Oh, okay, good.
Very comfortable in there.
Okay. And Dylan, do you have a prison nickname?
No. Hey, man, like, my buddy that was just here, he called me Danko Dilly.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That seems like a problematic name.
Right. Yeah, all right. I knew that was going to happen eventually.
He ain't nobody's bitch, Omar.
Right, okay.
Danko Dilly is his own man.
I will say, I am very impressed, though, that the phone quality that we currently have with
amazing.
A prisoner in Minnesota.
That's what it takes to get a clear landline.
It's better than any goddamn call I've taken from anyone on the 405 2 miles from this stupid radio station. I don't know what is going on here. From now on, I want every call to come in from the prison system of Minnesota.
It's beautiful.
It's like we're in the same room with each other. And if we were, and
we
if
would
we
be
were,
afraid.
I mean, it does feel like prison.
How hot would Allie be if we were in the same room together? What do you think?
I don't know, hey, there's some desperate people in here.
Okay, well, can you give me just give me an out of 10, I mean, Dylan? What do you think I am?
Definitely a 10, but and like,
what's Clyde?
You guys, man.
Wow. Clyde's a 15.
All right, listen.
He's got two buttholes.
Dylan, we're going to send you. Are you allowed to receive care packages in that prison of yours?
Yeah. Man, we can only get, like, books and stuff off Amazon.
What about stickers and enamel pins?
No, not pins. Pins are weapons. Now, what if we sent you a bunch of pictures of Allie?
Sexy
pictures. Would that get you anything, or would that get you anywhere?
Yeah, man, they put them on my texter and let me view them.
Great.
What?
I don't know, but that's the nicest thing you said to you so far. All right, hold on. We're going to get you some stuff for your prison. Maybe you could decorate it and we can have an official cell.
A Klein Alley Show cell.
Cell in Minnesota. All right, cool. You're not a murderer, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Not yet.
Would it affect your decision if he was?
No, actually, I would be more excited. I'd say that at least there's a chance we show up on Netflix one day or something. All right, Dylan, good luck with your stint, man. And let's just wrap this up with some legal advice so you don't get in trouble. All right. I think you should, what did the lawyer say?
Take the deal.
No, definitely not, man.
All right.
Oh, he's going to fight. All right.
Fight the good fight.
Fight the good fight, Dylan.
Take a quick break. Speaking of locked up, were you ever locked up abroad or perhaps trapped abroad? Vanessa's traveling to Colombia later today. She thinks she'll be back in 2 days.
Interesting day to do it, too.
We don't think she will be back. And we got a lot of people on the phone already, believe it or not, that have their horror stories of what they thought were going to be quick little trips to leave the country, only to find out that, oops, it was not a quick stamp on the passport, and things went very wrong. Vanessa, are you ready to hear real stories from real people?
Ready.
Okay.
Not get scared.
Well, we will get to your calls, give away some King's tickets for the...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The best story next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Listen, watch. The choice is yours on K-Rock and streaming live on YouTube as well.
And Twitch.
And Twitch, apparently, we're there too. You can get involved in the show lots of ways. The phone's 800-520-1067. You can text the very same number. Tomorrow, big announcement, 7:30. Who will be there? K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas. Legally, we cannot tell you who will be there till tomorrow at 7:30. But we can tell you who won't be there.
K-Rock. Almost Acoustic Christmas. The following band will not be there.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat.
Aw, damn.
Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
Eat the dog. Eat the cat. Really bummed out we're not getting a remix Trump singing about eating dogs and cats. He's very busy now, got a new job.
I know. Do you think if he lost, he would have shown up?
Probably, but now we cannot get him anymore. So we go to your stories instead. Vanessa is leaving after the show today to go to Colombia. She explained to us like it was a simple little trip. Just got to go get my passport renewed in Colombia.
Well, she's also going to see some family.
Right.
But she hasn't seen in 9 years.
But still, it's a quick turnaround trip. And her plan was leave Wednesday, back by Monday show.
Yeah.
And we all said there seems to be a lot of problems here, especially because her appointments are scheduled so stacked tightly with the immigration, where she's got to go to the...
Well, she's supposed to get in on Thursday, ask for a passport. She expects to receive that passport by the following day.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to beg.
Vanessa,
I think begging is probably the lowest... It's probably the least effective way to communicate in Colombia, I would imagine.
I got a lot of people on the phone now that all had plans similar to yours. Oh, quick little trip. Go back, get my passport renewed, get a visa, and then they got stuck places. Let's say hi to Joe. We'll make our way up and down these phones at 800-520-1067. Joe, what happened to you?
Hey, Sweet Knockers.
Sweet Knockers.
I used to have a coworker who went on a quick trip to Mexico and found
used to have a coworker. That's the key.
Never seen this guy since. I mean,
this is a poor sign.
Right, so, I think we also used to have a coworker.
Right, so he went on a quick trip to Mexico. That was the plan.
Pre-pandemic. Uh-huh. So he's been there since 2020. Haven't talked to him since, but he had crooked papers. He didn't know. He came here as a little guy. His parents kind of gave him a story. He thought he was good. He tried to come back, and he's Mexican now.
Wow.
He can't come back.
See, and so he speaks Spanish?
And he thought this was like easy, like, hey, see you on Monday, Steve, or whatever. You know, like, he didn't think it was going to be a thing. And we're just telling Vanessa, even though you are a U.S. citizen, you have a U.S. passport. Yes.
Well, in this case, he thought he was a U.S. citizen and he wasn't.
That story's
slightly
different.
His parents told him he was.
How long were you somewhere? Go ahead.
48 hours at Miami Airport investigating for being a Serbian spy.
Whoa.
Well, because the voice. I see. They're probably right.
Well, I had a lot of stamps in my passport, and within that month, I used to travel from Colombia, China, then I went to Korea. From Seoul, I flew to Russia, and then Miami Airport.
So they thought this is definitely spy activity.
Yes.
And where do they keep you in the airport? They keep you one of the good places, like where they got the food, or like one of those little rooms?
It's a side room, and you barely get to any of the machines to get a chips or anything. And they dig through your luggage and investigate you, ask all kind of questions.
And were you in any way attached to Serbian espionage?
I'm not allowed to comment about that
what?
On the radio.
Oh, my God. All right, fair enough. Well, in that case.
So you were a spy and were kept for two days for being a spy.
That's the airport doing their job the right way. All right. Thanks for giving that information to Vanessa.
Well,
Jay, what happened to you?
Hey, sweet dibs.
Sweet dibs. What's up?
My family, seven of them, went to Mexico for my sister's birthday. It was only supposed to last a week, but the day they came, were supposed to come back, they got locked in Mexico due to COVID, and they had to stay there for two extra weeks.
So there you got that going for you, Vanessa. I mean, they were much harsher about that, obviously, a few years ago. People were freaking out. I remember going to Mexico and also them having to swab us four different times before they let us get on the plane to leave. And I had a buddy,
a lot of people were getting stuck.
A buddy got stuck in Thailand, and I had to stay in a hospital there because he kept testing. He found out after the fact it was a scam because they were charging him a couple $1,000 a day to stay in the hospital, but they kept doctoring his test to show that he was still showing positive for COVID.
Oh, wow.
So he couldn't leave. David, Vanessa, by the way, how are you feeling? I mean, we could go with these stories all day, but how are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm
pretty good.
No, I'm talking to Vanessa. Hold on, Dave. We'll get to you in a second. Vanessa, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay because I found out another thing that I don't want to share.
What?
So my American passport.
Oh, boy.
So I have two last names.
Oh, my God.
It has one last name. And I was trying to check in into my flight, and they're like, your flight information and your passport do not match. And I was like,
later, Vanessa. It's been real. This is Vanessa's final show.
That would mean I wouldn't be able to travel. So
you're not going to be able to get back in.
That's
even
what's on my mind right now.
Oh, Vanessa's going to be stuck at LAX for 3 weeks.
Yes.
She's not going to be able to get out of LA.
She's going to be like that Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah. <The terminal. laughs> Hey, David, what happened to you? Go ahead. You're on K-Rock.
Well, I got stuck in Ireland for a St. Patrick's Day party. I went to get ready to leave. My passport was expired.
Mm.
So I went back to the hotel wondering what I was going to do. I was stuck in Ireland for about a week. And then I ended up calling my mom. And she's all, look in your little compartment in your suitcase. I looked in my little compartment that they had where the zipper is. And my birth certificate was in there. She always put it in there because if anything happened, you could always have your birth certificate to get your passport ready to go to get you home. So I was stuck there for a week, and my passport helped me home.
Well, but had you not had that birth certificate, who knows how long that could have been. I mean, as I told you, I know someone right now has been stuck in Ireland for a year, and they thought it was a quick. They really did. They're like, oh, "I'll see you next week. Just got to go get one thing figured out." I've been stuck there a year. Five rejections to get back in the country.
You could also be stuck while still being in the United States because my friend Yvonne is originally from Hong Kong, and she would have to go there every few years to renew her visa and stuff. Now she's married, but she went back to visit, and she got a ticket, like a parking ticket. Or like a speeding ticket or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they have very, very harsh penalties there. Mm. So she has to then go back to Hong Kong eventually to stand trial over a driving ticket. And she could potentially have to go back and stay in a Hong Kong jail simply for getting. So once you get there, Vanessa, something that you don't even realize is against the law or whatever, there could be some reason why you get literally locked up abroad and then you're stuck in a brand new way that you didn't even anticipate.
917 on the text line says, if they ask you any questions, Vanessa, just stick to your story. I love the hot dog.
I love the hot dog.
You know what? Colombian does have really good hot dogs.
Yeah,
and I am looking forward to that hot dog. I better
be
able to go.
The hot dog.
You'll be having it every day for 6 years.
Yeah, they try to shake you down. Just only say that. Don't give them any more information.
I love the hot dog.
310 says, you know, it makes sense now. Vanessa does look like a spy. She resembles a spy. You think of any cartoon of spies.
It's the big glasses.
The big glasses. They're always little.
Is she short like Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah. She's just scurrying around getting intel.
Opening her trench coat.
All right, well.
Got a little gadgets.
I mean, Vanessa,
in there.
If you want to talk to the rest of these people off the air, there's quite a few stories and horror stories of people getting trapped abroad. But I'm sure your trip will be great. So we'll see you when you get back. It's been real, Vanessa. Hiring a producer now on K-Rock. Thank you, Chris Martin, Coldplay, wrapping up today's show here on K-Rock. A lot of emotions today, good, bad, or otherwise. Thanks for spending some of your morning with us. And if you were joining us on the live stream, that's going to be there for you at least until they stop paying the electric bill here, which could be any day. So enjoy that while you can up on the YouTube. And thanks for checking us out there. Whitney Cummings, thanks for joining us on the show today. Thank you to that nice prisoner who called in from Minnesota. More importantly, thank you to you guys for checking out the show. We've got the bonus pod that we'll be dropping on you in just about, I don't know, 35 minutes. It's Klein Alley Shover time.
Can't believe that's not being live streamed.
We should be live streaming that because that's when we get real naked and raw. That's the good stuff. Tomorrow, big announcement, 7:30. It's what you've been waiting for. The holidays can officially begin. It's interesting. Halloween happened, and then the next day I drove by the Hollywood Bowl, and it said Mariah Carey's Christmas extravaganza.
Oh, I'm like, man, love it. There it is.
So, but
she's the one who determines now when it begins.
I don't think so. I think it's K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas, as it has been for 33 years. Tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., we'll give you the big announcement, the bands that will be there. It's always a good time. People buy the tickets sometimes, don't even know the lineup until they arrive because they don't care. They just say it's going to be a good hang. We all get together, take over the forum on December 14th, and we cannot tell you which bands will be there, but we can tell you one other band that unfortunately will not be.
K-Rock, Almost Acoustic Christmas. The following band will not be there.
Oh, Kenny G, god damn it.
No, oh, boo.
Could have put him in the parking lot at least.
Next to all the people selling counterfeit shirts.
Oh, it would have been great.
And the delicious bacon-wrapped hot dogs. No,
he may be there as a fan. He won't be there as a performer. That's all we
know. Never know, dude. I've seen him play on EDC stage.
Yeah.
He's like rocking up there. I was like, what is Kenny? I thought it was really super high. I was super high, but it was really Kenny G.
Wow, cool.
What is happening?
Maybe he does show up. Tomorrow, the exact lineup that you've been waiting for, and we'll give you that at 7:30 sharp right here on K-Rock. All right, takeaways from today's show, and then we will officially get out of here. Thanks for all the interaction. We don't do the show for each other. Trust me, we're sick of each other. We do it for you.
All right, 818, my takeaway is play hard to get with your kids.
That was according to Whitney. And don't be all needy and thirsty for your own kids.
Don't protect them.
Make them work for you. Make them try to find you and find food.
310, my takeaway is high quality furniture is labeled with alphabet stickers.
That's how you know it's good.
818, Trump loves shoes.
Loves his shoes.
He does.
First thing he brought, packed them for the White House.
Let me get my shoes.
There's just all shoes in his room.
A lot of shoes. I love shoes.
213, my takeaway is the throat goat is a-blowing right into town.
Yeah, they keep saying these are like...
Mary Gackins.
They say these are Santa Ana winds, but they are not. They are Allie's mom blowing right into town. Throat goat.
That's right. Okay, thanks. And 626, my takeaway is sex, money, and food are great motivators to vote. And 213, Klein and Allie, your radio cellmates.
That's right. Keeping prisoners in Minnesota company for at least the last 4 months or six, depending on good behavior. What's your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Nerd?
Danko Dilly doesn't get diddled.
Danko Dilly doesn't get diddled. I'm sure he'll love that one. You listening, neighbor Dave? Don't go diddle, Dave. Don't
diddle. He got very defensive, didn't he?
He got real defensive quickly. They don't like a diddling joke when they're locked
right.
up.
I had to
bleep that. Omar, you got a takeaway?
Being drunk makes you a good parent.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is,
Throat goat.
Great.
Good one.
I had one and I actually just lost it.
Thought it was a good show and then you've really ruined it.
No, I really petered out there.
Yeah, you sure did.
All right,
That's a good, have a good day. We'll do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. Omar, go ahead and take us out. If you need us in the meantime, GOAT line open now, 844-956-GOAT. On the Instagram, find us at Klein Alley Show.
What was my takeaway?
Lots of ways.
That's okay. I'll take it.
That's right.
I had it.
They feel that,
the woman loses again. Bullying.
Women
it works.
Should not be coaching because they are less physically strong and unable to judge what athletes should be doing.